All right, guys, welcome back. 13 days of horror. Oh boy, we're getting it together. We're getting ready for Friday. We're gonna have a little shindig that day. It's gonna be a good time. We're gonna have some fun. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are enjoying the Friday the 13th series as much as I am. I know we just came fresh off the heels of part 8. However, we got part 9 coming up today. And I say that as if it's going to help us. God, there's no help for us. We got part 9 coming up today. The final Friday. Jason Goes to Hell, the final Friday. I don't even know if Friday the 13th is even in the title. Is that even in the title? So we're going to look up Friday the 13th. Movies. Is this like the Rocky Balboa of the series where it decides to change it? Yeah, no Friday the 13th in its series. It's just Jason Goes to Hell, the final Friday. Then we got Jason X, then we got Freddy versus Jason, and we won't have another Friday the 13th movie until our final movie, which will be going up on Friday, as it were. Oh boy. We're actually just a couple weeks from Friday the 13th. Anyways, let's see. Yeah, welcome to the 90s. This is the first and only movie in the 90s, 1993. And then we'll have 3 movies in the aughts. And then, we'll be done. But it's funny, prior to this film, every single one of these movies came out in the 1980s. And it looks like, almost every year. The only years there were not was 1983 and 1987. Those are the only 80s that didn't have that. But without further ado, I suppose it is time that we get on going and we get moving to Jason Goes to Hell, the final Friday. Alrighty, folks, to sync up this commentary track, you are going to watch the beginning intro segment. It's going to, instead of Paramount, because we're out of Paramount now, we're going to see New Line Cinema's title opening card. Which honestly, I thought took me a very long time to realize that it was a film reel. I thought that the two shapes were like ladders for some reason. But, anyways, you're going to see that title sequence happen, and then you're going to see the title card, New Line Cinemas Presents. As soon as New Line Cinemas Presents turns completely to black, that's when you're going to press play again. But we're going to pause in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. A crisp 87 minute movie. Sean S. Cunningham, he did a prior one, didn't he? Did he do the first one? Hold up. He did do the first one. I feel like the shot's pretty underexposed. I can't. Is my brightness down? No? Okay. Whatever. I got the lights on around me. Maybe that's it. Been trying to watch these in the dark, you know? Get in the right spirit. Oh, also, I don't know what that type of car is called, but I'll be honest. I'm not a fan of the headlights that pop out of the hood. I think they look super hokey. Oh, a Mets fan, I see. I know nothing about sports. Cool. I know I'm just supposed to dislike the Mets because Phillies and whatnot, but, you know. Ooh. Did the bulb just, like, fizz juices? What the fuck? What you looking for? Another light bulb? Bingo. She's looking for bingo. You ever, oh, shit. You ever get a washer attached to a string like that on a light? Well, let's just close the door. Was it the wind? What the fuck was that? This is riveting stuff. Ooh, I guess people used to flip the brims like that or like kind of pop them like that. But like, I don't know, something about that makes me cringe. Not that it looks like dumb, but that it is like damaging the hat, you know? Inside out jeans are also a bit of a pet peeve. Right there. Oh, they're not even waiting. They're getting into it. It looked like that was about to fall in the sink. I mean, they're really just ticking all the boxes. With a, you know, being in a towel and everything. I know where this is going. I don't. For those who don't know, oh, there he is. For those who don't know, I'm sure it must be a hoot. Now he looks really weird in this one. I guess it's supposed to be like several years later. Since 8, they don't explain how he gets out from 8. He looks immensely screwed up in this one. Like, in terms of, like, he's been through some shit. Like, look at all that. Come on, you got this. Oh, wait, I forgot. We're with teleporting Jason now, since part 8. This is still Kane Hodder, right? I hope I didn't miscredit. Is he in part 7? Because I just said he was in part 7. Yep, teleporting Jason. Oh, and his mask is made of metal now? But yeah, it's about time this happened. Oh, I do like the detail of, like, stuff ricocheting off his, machete. Also, is his mask made of, like, metal now? Is that him saying, oh, that was a good explosion. There goes his head. And his arm. Oh, screw that heart. God, oh, man. You know, I'm all about this guy. Like, he's not written well, but I love the guy who plays him. Like the way that he plays the character. Oh, it stopped beating. So, like, what a weird marketing ploy. I mean, maybe it's on purpose because people would maybe be like, oh, it's the last one. I'll go see the last one. But you just acquired the rights to one of the biggest horror franchises. Is that Kane Hodder? I think that's Kane Hodder right there. Yeah. But if you just acquired the rights, why would you kind of be like, oh yeah, we're ending the series. We bought it and we're just going to sink it. I guess maybe the back catalog would, like, if you own all the rights, do you start making the money from, like, parts 1 through 8 then? I don't really know how that works. John D. LeMay. Carrie Keegan. Allison Smith. Stephen Culp. Billy Green Bush. Eyes Only. Ooh. What does Eyes Only mean? I mean, like, I know for you know, X, Y, and Z's Eyes Only, but, like, I've never heard it just as that phrase. Look at all the fucking smoke. Did they not? Oh, there it is. I was going to say, did they credit Kane Hodder yet? But they did. Oh, is Kane Hodder also Aaron Gray? And Stephen Willingham's as Duke. Damn. Oh. Now, people get on part 5 for it not being Jason, but aesthetically, it's still Jason. What they do with this one, it's really not. I don't think you can drink that in here. Yeah, they blew him to shit, man. Music by Harry. Hasn't he composed, like, most of the series? He's just cracking himself up. Hughley? Was his name Dean Hughley? Oh, God. It's like, I really hate what they do with him in this one. Yeah, Sean S. Cunningham, yeah. Adam Marcus. Oh, boy. Really? I'm surprised it would be Fatty. Oh. Oh. There it is. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? It's beaten. What you gonna do? He's fighting. Oh, he's fighting it. He's fighting it. What you gonna do, man? It's being faster. That's what the subtitle says. Come on, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Are you gonna be able to withstand? Uh-oh, it's even faster. Dude, you got shit all over the side of your face now. Oh, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about it. He's considering it. He's in. A big bite. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's what this movie is. So essentially he's Jason now. So here's the thing. I'm not about saying like, oh, you know, you can't have a movie. Or like, you know, like the X franchise is supposed to be X, Y, and Z, and it can't divert from that. It can't divert from the formula. I'm about trying new things. Like if Batman had always been the same since the 1960s, you know, we want to have Dark Knight. We want to have Tim Burton. We want to have, this Robert Pattinson Batman that's coming out that looks pretty good. But this is, it's just kind of silly. Like, I don't know. I'm like, having him be a parasite in these movies is just kind of, I don't know. Oh. Does being Jason also make you stronger? I guess. Ooh. Okay, that was decent. Oh, come on. Kane, you can't be saying that about yourself. Yes. I don't know if you can say that. the tender age. Sadly, that 8-year-old, 11-year-old child did not die. That's right, Creighton Duke. That's him. Is he? I don't know. I would have had the same grainy footage from earlier. Why? If only they could have, like, actually gotten, like, a character from one of the previous movies. But this feels like a idea for, like, a spin-off comic book that's not canon. That they were like, no, you know what, let's just turn it into a movie. I mean, like, this movie just does not line up with the canon whatsoever. What a character. I was gonna say why wouldn't he just kill Jason? But I mean, at the same time, if you're you gotta get your money. Two for one burger sale. I mean, what does it really look stupid? Well, like the way she's using her pinky. But here's the thing: who's going to be seeing that? Who's going to be seeing that? The holes. Won't they be like, oh, I'm getting a lot less meat? Aren't you trying to get money? If your rate is $500,000, I think that's what it was. What if she says a million? You're out. Oh, God. he's an asshole, but like kind of a charismatic asshole. Like the actor who plays him is good at the very least. Nah, locking doors ain't no good. He bursts through them shits. Who's this guy? At 11. Dude, like, step out behind the fucking restaurant for a second if it's that fucking important. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. This is. I'm, who's, this is him, right? Yeah, you should have. It was okay. Maybe like, let's be generous. Let's say 4. That's still like, what, 5-6 hours from 11? 7? Do people still get hitchhikers in the 90s? He looks like George Costanza's disappointing nephew. All right. When did Scream come out? Was Scream out by this time? No, Scream was 1996. Then Halloween H2O was, that was, if I, yeah, 1998, yeah. I was going to say 97, so I was a year off. But hey, not too bad. Don't tell me that. What is going on here? I feel like stuff is moving like way too fast and way too slow all at the same time. Like, you know what it is? It feels like we're starting a bunch of different like little threads. And I know that sometimes like you got to do that to knock, you know, you got to set up the dominoes to knock them down. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I feel like we're not getting anywhere on any route. Wait, didn't you just come back from... Why are you getting naked again? Well, I guess if you're putting on different clothes, I guess that makes sense, but what? No. No, you're not. Do you know what mosquitoes are? Why would you ever? You're gonna dead ass watch. You don't even have a pillow. What are you doing? Like, I get maybe not wanting to sleep in the sex tent, but Jesus, bring your own. You're going to wake up with so many, well, I mean, she's not, but you would have woken up with so many fucking bites. Jesus. Is he already back in Crystal Lake? I guess he already fucking is. What the fuck did he just call his dick? What the... I get that Jason also just, like, knows, like, or not knows, like, he just kind of, like, goes wherever, he doesn't care if he has blood on him, stuff like that. But when you're trying to covertly maybe go over to, you know, like, across Pennsylvania and over to New Jersey where Crystal Lake is, you would think, you know, maybe he would change his clothes at least once. You'd be amazed at how many times they just, like, people just don't see bodies or Jason in this movie, or these movies, I should say. God fucking damn. But I think this series has kind of broken me. I don't even really remember how to rate movies anymore. Jesus. This is a decent kill, though, even though they do kind of fuck it up. Can't be having that. Oh, they didn't show it. Oh, the uncensored version. They show the pole ripping up, but the like slice is already in her torso. Why are you carrying, are you bringing that home? Is that a dish tub? Don't do it. He's Jason too. How come Jason waited so long? Oh, you know what? You know what? You know what? No, no, no. I think they explained that. Oh, stop it. What, the sheriff? Is he not proposing? I guess so. I guess, like, I can't think of anything else it could be. Why do half these characters feel like they were plucked out of the 60s? Oh, God. Oh. Okay, that was actually a pretty decent kill. Since when does he have a house? I don't know how I feel about this. And how shaky he is, God damn. What is going on here? They just like introduce like so much lore in this. How does Jason know how to shave? Also, you're not going to get that whole mustache off with, I don't know, maybe that must have just been a really sharp razor. Oh, he's just using her to get to her. He looks like a totally different person without that mustache and with the kind of like sunken eyes. Uh-oh. No, wait, it's... She's not going to die here, is she? Oh, no, yeah, she's going to die here. Does that kill the parasite? Was that stain from the from him getting his brains blown out? Oh, yeah, it's like leaking out his head. Oh, why the obscure? I don't know why. Like, I know I complain about it a lot. I don't mean to be, like, prudish, but, like, I don't get the sexualizing the violence kind of, you know? Like, with the upskirt shots, you know? Oh, that's disgusting. Ooh, that was a pretty good, like, roll. Little tuck and roll. How long did it take him to get over to that house? Jason had enough time to... Wait. Jason had enough time to go kill the people that he drove there. Oh, no. And then... Oh, now he's getting the bug. Jason had enough time to kill those other people camping. Head out to the place where she was waitressing. Capture this guy. Tie him down. Shave him clean. And then walk all the way over to this location. What was this guy doing the entire time? Okay, just don't pull out the knife. Just don't pull out the knife. Please don't pull out the knife. Don't be an idiot. Get her on her front. She can live. She can still live. Oh, God. You're just going to leave her on her back? Oh, he just Michael Myers'd you, dude. Did you not see the mirror? It's the whole Tommy Jarvis thing again. But, like, lamer. Be an orphan? Well, part of me as I just, you know, scrub my mother's blood stains out of the carpet. Jesus. Ooh. Dude, no, you got it. Just like, at that point, get rid of the carpet. So that's the daughter, right? The one with blonde hair. Why is everybody in this movie like old? Wow, damn, you just picked up on who the father was by their eyes. Like, man, eyes aren't that distinct. Unless, you know, you're passing down like cat eyes or something like that, where they're like slits. Oh, no. Oh. That's gonna be tough. I don't know. They do not. They would not have him in the same blood cover clothes. They would have put that in evidence. What are you doing? I also don't know about this conflict of interest. Like, if they're buddy-buddy, you know? Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's great. It's fine. I'm happy. I'm happy that this is the dialogue. He's not happy for some reason. Is that Duke? Oh yeah, he got arrested too. Evidence, like it, there has to be a shit ton of DNA from the other guy. They wouldn't have between two cells, would they? Do they have between two cells, like just open bars? He really does remind me of George Costanza. No. Don't. He's gonna break it. I don't like the way you're touching his hand. He's going to break his arm. He's going to break his fucking arm. Snap. Yikes. He just went all Pete Dunne on him, man. I thought he was going to break it up against the bar. What the why? Why did you? I thought that he was going to try and get like the paramedics to help him out. Did he just want to break his hand? Why? What are you getting out of breaking this guy's fucking hand? What is your issue? That shot, holy shit. What is the point of this scene? Why is he? Oh. Again, I do like the actor. Where did this come from? How would Jason know about this? When was this legend created, or this prophecy? How does Duke know it? Not that I feel like he wouldn't be able to get that information, but like, where would he learn it? Okay, I guess it makes sense now. I guess that was the reason why. They don't carry loaded guns in police stations, I'm pretty sure. For situations just like this. And I know I didn't really have that much of an issue with it in part 6, but this seems to be like more of like a, like that seemed like a kind of out in the woods thing where I could see that happening. I don't think that's how that works either. Like, do they just say, "Oh yeah, no, he's dead now." They'll just kill him. What do you mean? Why are these characters written to be just... Did she just take her earring out? What the... Why? Who does he remind me of? Oh my god. Okay, that was kind of funny. Okay, but here's the thing. The way that he escaped, he didn't actually need to have broken fingers to do that. In fact, it probably would have been easier if he didn't have broken fingers. He really didn't wait at all. He just was like, oh, she's out of frame? Okay, time to enter. Dad. I don't know. Who is this character? I'll take it. I wonder if they have security cameras. I guess they weren't as common around this time. How did he know to come here? Jesus, man. What the fuck is this place? I mean, like, I know what it is, but, like, I don't know. The design, like, the set design also just, like, confuses me because it's, the Book of the Dead? The Necronomicon? Okay. I mean, I guess. I'm all here for references, too. But like, look, who's paying for this electricity? Who is keeping bulbs lit, and you could say maybe Jason replaced them, but still, I don't know. It just seems a little meticulous for him. It's like when Bray Wyatt set up, all the spooky stuff for the House of Horrors match. Oh boy. Is it him? Is he keeping this place up to date? Sorry, big stretch. He just doesn't see it because he's talking. Okay, so it's his first time. A few body parts in the refrigerator. Yeah, we got the Myers house. We got the Nightmare on Elm Street house. What? Why would you do that? What the what is your point? For a headline? Dude, that risk reward management is not. I was gonna say that was a death shot right there. Oh, there he goes. Just the protagonist feels so out of place in this, and like, I don't know, like, I guess maybe I should recognize, well, at least he's not like, like we've seen the same kind of like, at the risk of sounding like a incel, like Chad character, like time and time again. Oh God. But like, oh, I can't tell if that's a good effect or a horrible one. I'm leaning towards good. Oh, what caused her body to fall? Damn, you just turn into one of those things from society after you die. Or after you're... Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. You know what? Okay, cool. I'm here for it. I I just kind of wish we would get another death like that. But the fact that it's just this guy that, like, I know I keep saying it, but George, he literally reminds me so much of George Costanza that, like, it feels so out of place. Damn. How come she has a shower curtain? Oh, that was quite the insert shot. How come she has a shower curtain against her wall? Like, you have tiles up. All right. Was anybody actually scared by this movie? Is this movie trying to be scary? Because, like, don't get me wrong, I'm all about, like, lore movies and, like, horror movies that, like, explore concepts rather than try to be scary. But this seems like, you know, are you trying to be scary? Oh, boy. The single punch. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, don't take the time to explain. Just kidnap. Dude, just explain, dude. Like, Jesus. Like, all you gotta say is that's not your boyfriend, or whatever his name is. Are we going back over him? Only you. Only you. Did you pop a tire? Jesus. What, why would he? I don't, like, the circumstances of, like, her being in immediate danger and, like, what just fucking happened is a lot different than, like, him, you know, skipping town because he didn't want to have a family. Man, I'm impressed that he did accidentally get his leg run over there. No. Was he there the entire time? Was his fall that devastating? Okay, that was kind of funny. Okay, I actually was a big fan of this scene, I'm not gonna lie. Dude, you just dropped your Really? That is all you have? He's about to Michael Myers and just like take out a whole station. Why is it blurry near his face? What the hell? Why does Jason sound like, what's his name? Why does Jason sound like Frankenstein's monster? Did he just do the thing where, you know, you break somebody's nose and it goes into the bone goes into their head or their brain. Oh my God. When did he become an action hero? Jesus. The wide stance on that shift right there, I'm all here for it. They're about to fuck him up. Jesus. Yeah, well, fuck is right, dude. Just clothesline him, I guess. Why either of them? That they're the parents. You didn't want her there, want the baby there in the beginning. Oh God, I hate this character. Okay, yeah, now just do that. God, I hate this. Oh, I don't want to see him die. Come on. She grabbed it Oh my God. Mother of plot inconveniences. What the fuck? Oh, okay. But when she grabbed the gun, she like put it up, pointing towards her face. Ooh. I like that stunt at least. Oh my God. That shotgun. What's the note say? You went too fast. Was that low frame rate? Oh. Was that a good effect? Blow his head off. Like, come on, like a shotgun to the head, that's gotta do something. What is with this low frame rate slow motion? Run! Why are you still there? You know he's not dead. You know that he's not dead. You know that he's not dead. You proved it earlier. That was your whole point in the car. From who? Where is she going? I swear to God, if it's to protect him, that makes like no sense. Okay. I mean, okay. All right. Okay. Why would she have to be alone, though? I mean, does he want all the credit? Also, how did Duke beat them to the diner? I don't know if he did that for like a thing situation in which like Jason could have snuck in, but that's not how Jason's been operating. You can very clearly tell who Jason is. It's not like he's been like pretending to be somebody else. I doubt he could even make a word. It's about stopping Jason. Oh, like the title. What was that? Wait, that's not the sword from... That's not the sword from Evil Dead, is it? You don't have a choice. Exactly. It'll be reborn through the baby. Who is this? Why are you obscuring his face? What are with these POV? Oh, that's why. So I guess we don't know who Jason is. But you can. God damn it. What are the inconveniences? Jason doesn't talk. This is so dumb. You're trying to make it be like a thing for Oh Christ almighty. What are we about to fucking witness? You're trying to make it a thing like The Thing, like John Carpenter's The Thing. So those are the only words Jason has ever kind of like said in this series. Okay, I hope you're not going to act. Don't you dare act like that. That would kill him because you have acted. You have firmly established, and these characters know that that is not the case. He looks like one of the demons from Nightmare on Elm Street 6. That is not the parasite. That parasite's far too big. What is the history of this parasite with the Voorhees family? Oh my god. Wasn't this series about a guy who drowned in a lake and then his mother wanted to kill some people because of it? How much we got left? 10 minutes until credits are over? Cool. So we got like 5 minutes. Yeah, I get it, you dummy. Why not? Why would you not get it? Oh, no. How would Duke know if it had to be alive or dead? Why would have Jason... Why would he not have gone for her body initially? Why could he not go to his mother's grave? Why could he have not gone to... Did he handcuff himself? Yeah, it looks like he did. That was lame. That was, oh my God, what are these inconveniences? There wasn't even a hole there. That doesn't even deserve a defenestration call. I don't know. The design for Jason in this movie is simultaneously really good and really bad. You know, it's off the beaten path, but it, like, I don't know. Something about it, too, just looks so out there. That reminded me of a wrestling move. I can't remember what it was, but... Yo, in any other movie, that would have killed him. That would have been the end of him. Is that Jungle Jim? Yeah, I mean, that was a cool spot. I don't know why Jason's having such a hard time killing him, though. Why'd you have to drag him to the center there? You need to drag him to the center of the ring for a three count? Why'd you choke slam him? Oh my God. All right, yeah, we get that. She's stabbing him. God, that was... This is stupid. God damn it. Are you going to really... Why'd it take that? Seeing it in the light only makes it worse. What are these hands? Those look like rejected Jim Henson. Why is it pulling him down? Why are you watching? Why are you not trying to help him? Why did the hand stop pulling him down? Oh my God. Those effects, man. 1993. Holy shit. Oh, my God. All right, can we just get to the Freddy tease, please? I think I actually might enjoy this less than 8. There were parts of 8 that I didn't mind or actually kind of enjoyed. This actually was just fucking painful. I don't think I liked a single thing beyond Duke in this movie. Oh, here we go, here we go, here we go. The best part of the movie. It's literally like 5 seconds. I'm sure people must have at least lost their shit at this in the theater, you know? Whose dog is that? Was that the dog from the beginning that the grandmother was feeding? I'm sure people must have loved that, though. I'm sure people must have loved it. You can still see the mask. You can still see the mask. Holy shit. That felt like a fever dream. It simultaneously felt really, really short, but also far too long. That was bad. That was bad. Officer Brian Phelps. Holy shit. I don't know what to say. I thought 8 was awful. God. Look, again, I'm all about trying new things. With series. You know, again, so the Batman example. You know, to the Batman example, with all the different variations and different takes on Batman, you know, it's made for some interesting interpretations despite their differences, and sometimes maybe even because of their differences. But for example, Batman killing people in Dawn of Justice. Bad decision, because it was poorly executed, and it did just undermine one of the main reasons of what makes Batman Batman. For this movie, they tried something new, which, again, isn't bad, but they executed it poorly. They introduced all this new lore without explaining any of it. I really didn't like a single character beyond Duke. And I totally get people not liking Duke. And then Jason's execution in this, people rag on part 5 again for not having Jason in it. But aesthetically, it's Jason. This one, yeah, it has Jason in it. But aesthetically, no, which I would say is, the more important thing. It was Jason and a name only. I don't know. Agino. Jason and name only. You know what? Things we got to look forward to. I'll be honest, I'm not looking forward to X. I've seen a couple times. At least that has some camp I can kind of get behind. But I'm looking forward to Freddy versus Jason just because that's the type of stuff that I live for in horror. I wish there were more movies like that. And then the 2009 one, I'm half looking forward to, half not looking forward to. I'm going to say it now. I think the best days of this franchise are far behind us. I think we left that in 6. But hey, we're going to keep trudging through. And we're going to try to enjoy as much as we can. Hope you guys enjoyed. At least had a little bit of fun with me watching this. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter. Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Finally got it without having to pause this time. Pretentious Movie Sheet. Go check us out. Take care, guys.